الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: أفمن شرح الله صدره للإسلام فهو على نور من ربه. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. In this ayat kareema, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has explained one very important matter which affects all of us and our inward condition. Allah ta'ala says, أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ. Compare that person whose Allah ta'ala has opened his heart for Islam. That is, Islam has entered into his heart. From here we should understand one thing: whether we are born Muslims or afterwards a revert accepted Islam, is we have accepted Islam, we are in Islam. But this question should come to our minds: is Islam in me? I am in Islam, but Islam, is Islam in me? Like, for example, a person is in a madrasa, he took admission, he's got an admission number, he's got his class, everything is in the madrasa. But is the madrasa in him? The love of the madrasa, for what the madrasa stands, the objects of the madrasa, are those things in him or not? He is in the madrasa, he might finish his 6 years, he might come first also in Daura Hadith, but the teachings of the madrasa, for what the madrasa stands, are those things in him or not? That is what a person should also consider. So like that with Islam, we have entered into Islam, or with our own free will, we accept, we are Muslims, we are in Islam. But has Islam come into us? This is what Allah explains in this ayat, that أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ. Compare that person whose heart Allah Ta'ala has opened for Islam. Islam has come into his heart. When this ayat kareema was revealed, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and this is another very important aspect that we should bring into our lives, to be conscious. We all accept, I'm a Muslim, finish, we're passing our whole life, making our namaz, doing everything, alhamdulillah. But did we consider whether Islam has come into me? When this ayat was revealed, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum did not just accept it, they asked a question: هَلْ لَهُ مِنْ عَلَامَاتِ. Is there, and are there signs to know that Islam is coming in the heart of a person? The heart is hidden, is inside. Has Islam, the love of Islam, the honor, the respect of Islam, to become a die heart for Islam, has that come into the heart? Now how will we know? The Sahaba asked a question. We won't ask questions, we just accept. It's important that we should try and every matter of our being, understand it, ask questions, become convinced, understand it. Not just we accept it, sami'na, that we just listen and we don't get the value of it, we don't understand it. This is very important that we should understand the reality of things. So the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum asked, هَلْ لَهُ مِنْ عَلَامَاتِ. Is there signs of Islam entering in the hearts? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Bala, definitely, there are signs. Our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, rahimahumullah, on this point explained another very valuable point, that our lives be sacrificed for the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. Had they not asked this question, then we should think that person who is light in complexion, a person who is white, that the nur of Islam has come, that's why he's white and he's light in complexion. And a poor person who's dark in complexion, we should say he's got no nur. But by the question of the Sahaba, it has made it clear this has got nothing to do with the complexion of a person. Whether he's light, whether he's dark, whether he's beautiful, handsome, whether he's ugly, it has got nothing to do with it. This is something else completely. And then the answer of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should make our ears prick up. And we should consider that what is the level of our iman and whether Islam has come into us. Three signs Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that Islam, Iman has come into a person. The one is At-tajafi anidaril ghurur, to distance yourself, to not have the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't say here, At-tajafi anidunya, of dunya, but daril ghurur, the house of deception. That is, this dunya is nothing but dhoka, is deception. For example, a person is young, he thinks I'm strong, I'm healthy, I'm young, like most of the students, and the beauty also, the handsomeness of a person is at its height when he's young, but it's a deception. It's not long that you become an old man, and you get wrinkles on your face, your back is bent, and now you haven't got any strength in you. All your beauty and handsomeness also has gone. A girl who is a young girl, 16, 18, 18 years, very beautiful, very nice she looks, but the minute she gets 4 or 5 children, an old lady, now her figure also has changed, and everything, so it's just a deception. We sit down for a meal, especially a dawat, somebody has invited us, how beautifully the dastarkhan is set. All the plates are set perfectly, the glasses are set perfectly, and then all the vegetable salads that are there, and then in the middle of it, they got that mint leaves everything so beautiful. When the food comes, dished out also so beautifully. But 20 minutes, half an hour, the meal is over. Now look at the dastarkhan. It looks like a war zone now. Bones lying this side and some leaves or some peels lying this side. Somebody messed juice or tea on the dastarkhan. The whole thing is all messed up now. And so it just looks so beautiful for a little while, it's just a dhoka, it's a temptation. The whole dunya, whatever it is just like a bubble on the water. How long a bubble lasts, it bursts any time. And the bubble also, when the bubble is there and lights are shining on it, it looks very beautiful. Some purple light, some orange light, yellow light, the bubble looks very beautiful. But inevitably, just now, the bubble has been burst. So this is this dunya. It looks so beautiful, the temptations. Got a big mansion, got a tennis court, got rolling lawns, and got a beautiful garden. So we've got everything. But before you know what, it is all finished. Mort comes, and everything is end. And sometimes in your life, it's taken away. There is an article of 10 millionaires who became beggars overnight. There are many, many more, but just 10 that have been chosen out. Today they were millionaires. By the night, they are beggars begging for one plate of food, begging for one slice of bread. And when hunger troubles a person, that person knows what he goes through. And more worse than your own hunger, if it is parents, especially a mother, her children's hunger, and they are crying and they want something to eat. At that time you know what is hunger. And people who are millionaires, who are living lavishly, now they are begging for one slice of bread. So this dunya is just a dhoka. So this reality comes into a person's heart, not only that he realizes it, but he distances himself from the love of dunya. Dunya is not haram in Islam. The love of dunya is haram. To become maldar is not haram in Islam. You can become the richest man in the world. Hazrat Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala, what a rich man. Hazrat Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, what a rich man. This is nothing wrong. But love of dunya, to become dunyadar is haram. And it isn't only a rich man who becomes dunyadar. A poor man can also be dunyadar. The little bit he's got, he attaches himself fully to that. He's got the love of that little bit that he has got, then though he's poor, he's dunyadar. And a rich man who has got everything, but his heart is not attached to it. He's maldar and he's dindar also. He's got deen in him also. So this is the first sign that a person distances himself from dunya, the love of dunya. And another very important thing here, to test ourselves, like that it's very easy for all of us to say, I don't love dunya, I don't care about my house, I don't care about my car, I don't worry, I haven't got love for all these things. But may Allah forbid, and they are taken away from us. Now you are sitting without a house, then you realize that how much love of dunya. When you got it, everything is smooth sailing, everything is in your favor, you don't realize. You can make big, big da'wah and big, big claims. I don't love dunya. I got nothing to do with dunya. And if dunya is taken away, I don't care. But the day it's taken away, that's the day the test comes. Now what are your conditions? As long as you are getting money from home as students, you have got enough money, everything is going nice. So I don't worry about this money. But the day the money didn't come, and now you are short of money, then you realize what your condition is. So the first sign to know that dunya, the level that Islam has entered in the heart, is that dunya's muhabbat goes out of the heart. That is the sign. And that's a reality. People today generally, your parents also maybe, want you to go for secular education, university education, and all of that is to earn money, to live well. Not to live. You live as monogamous also, you live comfortably. You know? But the extras, unnecessary things of life, those are the things they want you must have. Become a doctor, become a lawyer, and all of that also, you are not living a nice life with your money. You are living a nice life with the bank's money. Haram money which you take on interest. You're a doctor, the bank gives you everything. They give you a bond, they give you a loan, etc. You buy a car on HP. The car is not yours. You are owing the bank. And for that you have to take out an haram insurance policy on that car also. On your house, the bank owns the house. You are paying them monthly. And the bank makes you compulsorily take out a haram insurance policy on that house. It's not yours. And if you live as a Maulvi, you live a simple life. Without all the extras, but all halal in your life. And you live a very good life. So this dunya, what I wanted to say is that the extras of this dunya, that you don't have to worry about. Allah will give you. So if you distance yourself from the love of dunya, then you will save yourself, and that is a sign that Islam, more of Islam and Iman has come in your heart when you haven't got the love of living a lavish lifestyle. Eating out, traveling out, going for holidays, partying all the time, having wonderful mansion, cars, etc. Those things are not the object. Where our object is, and all this a person. So people of this dunya, this is what I wanted to say, our parents, generally the people, our Muslim people, non-Muslim is out of the question. I'm talking about Muslim people. They want us to have university education, and all that is that we have a title, you're a doctor, you're an engineer, and more than the title, that you are earning good money, etc., and you are living a lavish lifestyle. And all that is in order to live it up in this dunya. Their mind is not for akhirat. They don't think about akhirat. Whereas any person, this part of the hadith, al-tajafi ani dunya, that a person stays away from the love of dunya, shows that for a mu'min, his object is the akhirat. A person who has got akhirat in his mind, he lives a simple life, and he earns his akhirat. He's doing his ibadat, fulfilling the commands of Allah Ta'ala, staying away from haram. And any person who wants to live a lavish lifestyle, even if you're a rich person with halal money, but you want to live a lavish lifestyle, then definitely 100% you have to get involved in haram. Whether it is in your business, whatever. If you live a simple life, it's very easy to stay away from haram. But living a lavish lifestyle, a person has to get involved in haram at various levels all the time. So the first sign is that a person's heart is distanced from the love of dunya. The second sign that the nur of Islam is entered in the heart, wal inabatu ila daril khulud, that your full inclination is to the eternal life of the akhirah. That you realize that akhirat is the real life. And these people who want us to live just for dunya, earn a lot of money, have a lavish lifestyle, we can agree with them, but on condition that they must remove mort. Mort mustn't come to any person. We must just live forever and ever. Then we make dunya our object, where you live it up, you earn luck for dunya and you live it up and you carry on living. You don't get sick also, you enjoy and you don't die, you don't become old also. You don't become weak also. If anyone can give us breath, then we change our object also. We make dunya our object. But who can take away mort? Nobody can take away mort. And mort comes sometimes so untimely. It comes on its time, but we feel untimely that a person wasn't ready for mort. So mort is the whole thing. And mort is the proof, our Shaykh Rahmatullah used to say, there is life of Akhirah. If there wasn't mort, that means just dunya. Then live it up in dunya. Do what you want to. Do all your enjoyment, because there is no mort. But mort means you're going to account for all your actions of this dunya. Mort means that you have to prepare for the eternal life of the Akhirah. So that is our object. So when inabatu ila daril khudud, not only that your heart goes off dunya and you just sleep all day, you don't earn, you don't make ibadat, no, but now your heart must get inclined. You get retired from dunya, and you get hired for Akhirat. Now you start working for Akhirat. That is a sign that the nur of Islam is coming to the heart. A person now worries about his mort. Even as a young person, doesn't mean mort doesn't come to a young person. One young boy, we're in Azadville. He was in Matrik, about 17, 18 years old he was. Very health conscious. Exercises all day. Used to do jogging, no ice cream, cold drinks, sweets he shouldn't eat, very health conscious. Somebody was going away for some holiday or whatever it was, they asked him to sleep in their house to look after the house. He slept at night, he never woke up in the morning. A young boy like that, so mort comes to anyone, anytime. So this a sign that nur of Islam is coming in the heart, a person worries about his mort. How will my mort come? Because after that is the real life. That life there, if there is a will in this dunya, a person who suffers also, but still he has got so much ni'mat. He can breathe, he got eyes, whatever he has got, though he has got lot of problems. But in the qadr, if there are problems, may Allah protect us. We cannot imagine what the problems will be. On the day of Qiyamah, in Jahannam, the problems. So a person, if the nur of Islam is come in the heart, a person is always worried about that. That what will, how will my mort come? So many great, great buzurgs before mort, they told the family, people, friends, mort is coming. We got no doubt. Only worry is, I don't know if my mort is going to come on Iman or how is my mort. So that worry has to be with a person. And Allah is independent. We can think that so many years I made ibadat, I kept every year's roza, so I went for Hajj, Umrah, but Allah knows alone. And noble, a person like Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhuma, they should say we could be a leaf on a tree, we could be a bird, we got no hisab kitab. They were so worried. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was quite old already, and he begged to get married to the daughter of Hazrat Fatima, Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, just because they are Sayyids. And on the day of Qiyamah, because of the Sayyids, Allah will show favor whoever had good connection with them. So she will be my wife, she won't leave me alone. Just for that reason, see how they were worried that Qiyamah's day I mustn't have a problem. Allah must help me on the day of Qiyamah. For that he made nikah to Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala and his daughter. So the second sign is that the inclination to Akhirah. Our amal also, our hearts must be clean also, and our hearts, we must have desire for Akhirat. Think now to ourselves, what desire we got for Akhirat in our hearts. We don't even think of Akhirat, forget the desire of it. So that is a sign, if Islam has come in the heart, and Iman has penetrated in the heart, desire of Akhirat, and preparation for Akhirat will come. Then the third sign, when isti'dad lil maut qabla nuzuluhu, that a person is prepared for mort before mort comes. Now students are not worried about the istidad. They must have good istidad. But more important istidad than what we have of our kitabs and we know our nahwa and sarf and our tarkib, and we know translation of words and meanings of words, more important is to be prepared for akhirat. That a person is prepared for akhirat. And all the time a person must be prepared. In the preparation, for example, our namazes must be up to date. We have no qaza namazes. Check ourselves on that. Our rozas must be up to date. That we haven't missed any rozas. That we haven't broken any farz rozas for which kafara is required. 60 rozas if we broke a farz roza of Ramzan. 60 consecutive rozas are required, plus the qaza of that roza also. So all this is required. Are we up to date? Those of us who have got money, zakat is compulsory. Are we giving our zakat? Are we just unmindful? Hey, we are already 15, we are baligh already, and our parents, for example, open bank accounts for us, or savings account, and we have got the money in our account, and zakat is compulsory. Are we paying our zakat? Are we doing our qurbani? All this. Are we owing people money? As friends, sometimes we took somebody's thing without his permission. That is a responsibility upon us. Are we fulfilling that as we are asking him for maaf, or we paying him back, returning that thing that we have taken, etc. So all this to be prepared for maaf, and to have our wasiyatnama, our will ready all the time. That is also preparation. Where we write everything down, that who I'm owing, who is owing me, and my namazes, how many qaza namazes I've got, qaza namazes, all that a person, istidat lil maut qabla nuzulihi. So this is the sign that Islam has come into that person. فَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَبْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ عَلَى نُورٍ مِّن رَبِّهِ. He's got nur from Allah Ta'ala. And if that is not our case, then the Quran Sharif explains the reason for that. فَوَيْلٌ لِلْقَاسِيَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ. That those people's hearts are very hard. They haven't got soft hearts. They are not responsive. They have got hard hearts. And that is how many people who have hard hearts, how they treat their wives, how they treat poor people, how they treat their workers, because the hearts are hard. So the heart is to become soft. And how do the hearts become soft? Min dhikrillah. By the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, this softens the heart. Therefore, the great importance of making zikr of Allah Ta'ala, this will make the heart soft. And when the hearts are soft, this is when the nur of Allah will come. And the example of this is quite clear. Like if you are a farmer, or you do little farming at home also, and you want to plant anything, carrots, you want to plant radish, simple things at home you want to plant, or a farmer on his big farm he wants to plant, what does he do? Does he go and take seeds and he just puts it on the ground? The wind will blow away the seeds. We'll throw water, water will wash away. What's the first thing he has to do? Plow the land. Make the land soft. And then put fertilizer. So zikrullah is making the heart soft. And then the fertilizer, the bayans that we hear, events of life that take place, like I mentioned of that young boy who passed away, now it will have an effect on a person if the heart is soft. If the heart is not soft, it has no effect on a person. It's just like the wind came and blew the seeds away. We put water that the things must grow, but in fact that water washed away all our seeds. So we have to make the heart soft. We have to cultivate. We have to plow the heart. And that is by zikrillah. So Allah said, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْقَاسِيَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ مِنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ أُولَٰئِكَ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. Those who don't make zikr and whose hearts are hard, Allah says they are in open misguidance. They are openly misguided. And as far as dhikr of Allah is concerned, the Quran Sharif itself has explained three categories of the people who make zikr. One is that the non-Muslims, they don't make any zikr, and their hearts are so hard. Islam, people, they see people walking around with kurtas, women with burqas, but their hearts are hard. It doesn't bring an attraction in them for Islam. They hear azans also. And people with burqas, women and men with kurtas are traveling in aeroplanes, at airport, they're making namazes, but it doesn't affect them because their hearts are hard. The second group are the munafiqeen. لا يذكرون الله إلا قليلا مذبذبين بين ذلك لا إله هؤلاء ولا إله هؤلاء. The munafiqeen who make, when occasion comes, sometimes they make little zikr, When there is an occasion, they don't make no zikr. We should see in which group we fall in. Are we amongst those who don't make any zikr? Or are we amongst those who make now and then some zikr? And then the third group of the mu'mineen. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu dhkurullah dhikran kathira. Who make zikr of Allah in great abundance. And not only that, wasabbihuhu bukratan wa asila. And they read the tasbih of Allah also mornings and evenings. And this is not just 2-3 days they make zikr, 1 week they missing, 1 month they missing. Again 1 week zikr, again 2 months missing. No, all the time. So the zikr will soften the heart, and then this nur of Allah will penetrate and come in this heart, and then a person's condition will change. Further Allah explains, now how to come onto zikr. فَوَيْلٌ لِلْقَاسِيَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ مِنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ أُولَٰئِكَ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. الله نزل أحسن الحديث. Allah has sent the best of talks, Quran Sharif. Start with tilawat of Quran. Quran Sharif will make your heart soft. And then your heart will incline to zikr of Allah. And then your heart is a soft heart cultivated. And they are now all the, what do they put in the ground? Fertilizer. All the fertilizer, now the things will grow. Now you'll see how iman will grow in your heart. Now you'll see how namaz will grow in your heart. Relationship with your wife will become so beautiful. Like a farm we see, when the grains are good, a mealy plantation, how green everything is. Or any other, we see an orange farm, where oranges grow. And the trees are so nice and green, and nice big oranges are hanging from all the branches. How nice you feel like this when you will make your heart soft and put the fertilizer, and the rain of Allah's nur will come down, and then see how the farm of iman will grow in your heart. And then you will see all the results. So how beautifully Allah Ta'ala has explained. So this will come by Quran Sharif. الله نزل أحسن الحديث كتابا متشابها متاني. And this Quran Sharif, various qualities Allah has explained. تقشعر منه جلود الذين يخشون ربهم. That the hearts and the skins of the people tremble, those who have got the fear of Allah. The Quran, you read Quran Sharif with understanding, it will give you great results. You read Quran Sharif without understanding, it will give you great results. You read Quran Sharif yourself, it will give you a great result. You listen to the recitation of somebody, not a CD and the radio and that, but somebody live reading, that will have a great effect on you. When the imams read, and mashallah some of our imams, and in the haram of Mecca and Medina, they're reading, it makes that iman grow in the heart of a person. And when a person reads like that with feeling of the and the meaning of the Quran, and his tilawat is sahih also, and he reads beautifully, it makes the fajr namaz time. Though the Quran is long, but and the time of fajr is so great. And in the Quran al-fajr kana mashhuda, the fajr, the Quran of fajr, and that long Quran, how beautiful isn't it? So they, and also see Allah Ta'ala has made it. The three jahri namazes where Quran is read loudly, when it is cool. The fajr time, it is cool. Zuhar asr, is sun is out. So they're quiet, Allah kept it. Maghrib isha, again it has become cool. So at that time you can concentrate and enjoy also more when everything is now. And zuhar asr time, people are busy. Dunya, too much dunya. So you won't concentrate. So Allah kept soft Quran. And Maghrib Isha, again it is cool, and you are free from your work, you can concentrate. So Quran is such a kitab, تَقْشَعِرُ مِنْهُ جُنُودِ الَّذِينَ يَحْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ ثُمَّ تَلِينُ جُنُودُهُمْ وَقُلُوبُهُمْ إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. And now when you make Quran, now your hearts will turn, and your skins will turn, your body will turn towards the remembrance of Allah. And when you make the zikr of Allah, now the nur of Allah will come in that softened body. The hands are also soft. The body is soft also for iman and for Islam. And the heart, the main place, has become soft. Now less nur will fall. That cascades and waterfalls of the nur of Allah, that heart will become become green and lush. And what beautiful greenery will grow from there of iman and Islam. ثُمَّ تَلِينُ جُلُودُهُمْ وَقُلُومِ إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Amen. جی ذلك هدى الله, that is Allah Ta'ala's hidayat, which Allah Ta'ala gives. And then in the next ayat, we'll just finish up on that, Allah Ta'ala says, فَمَنْ يَتَّقِي بِوَجْهِهِ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ. This was, فَمَنْ شَرَّحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ, whose heart Allah has made open for Islam. And the nur of Allah has come, that is one person, that is one comparison. And the other comparison who didn't prove, go through this process, أَفَمَنْ يَتَّقِي بِوَجْهِهِ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ, that on the day of Qiyamah when Azab will come, if somebody wants to hit you without thinking, your hand goes to block the person. You are walking somewhere and something wants to fall on your head, the door, window, something, immediately your hand goes to protect it. But Qiyamah's day and in Jahannam, people's hands will be fastened at the back. And now Azab will be coming on their faces. Now, and the face is the main place you want to protect it from the harm and azab and difficulty. But your hands are fastened. You can't. Now, you have to protect your face. But with your face, you want to protect yourself from the azab. فَمَنْ يَتَّقِي بِوَجْهِهِ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ, that his own face is trying to save himself from the azab. How can that person do it? So what is the, what a comparison the Quran has made. One is, فَمَنْ شَرَّحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ. And the other is, فَمَنْ يَتَّقِي بِوَجْهِهِ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامِ. Where can the two be compared? And so beautiful to save yourself from this terrible condition, but start with tilawat of Quran Sharif. Make zikrullah. And then your heart will come soft. Then you'll see namazes will come in your life. That is why in the Khanqa by the Shaykh, this is the teachings that are given, that make tilawat regularly, make zikrullah, and learn how to make zikr of Allah. And put the right, don't go and plow your land with your tractor upside down. Eh? How are you going to plow your land? So learn how to make zikr, don't make upside down zikr. Or you got your tractor and the driver is sleeping all the time. You're making zikr and you're sleeping all the time. That's not going to give you the results. Learn how to make proper zikr. Then see. So in this ayat, Allah has explained to us, don't just think that I'm a maulana, I'm a hafizah, I'm in the Darul Uloom, so my work is done. No, consider, has Islam come into my heart? I'm in Islam, but has Islam come into me? I'm in the Darul Uloom, but for what the Darul Uloom stands, has that come into me or not? Be worried about that and work towards it. In here, Allah explained the disease also, the reality of it, and Allah gave the solution also. May Allah let us all abide by it and bring it before it is too late when our eyes close, then we will be sorry.